Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if this is technically a nor'easter or whatever the fuck they call it, but power went out 2 times last night. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it went off and right back on, but yeah, that's how windy it is. How you just hear the gusts through the walls and you're like, Jesus Christ. And then you stop and think about, imagine what it would be like in one of those Category 4 or Category 5 hurricanes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. I mean, that would be, whew, the worst thing ever. Okay, a lot of stuff to get to today. Everybody knows the big old news that broke this morning. We will discuss that. In fact, we'll lead with that in just a second. Then we have more Trump conflicts of interest rearing their ugly head. Later on in the show, the Puerto Rico contract canceled. Great work by journalist Ken Klippenstein there, the corruption that led to that brought it down. Then you have Van Jones and Joy Behar going at it on Real Time with Bill Maher. And Kevin Spacey, uh-oh. It looks like the Harvey Weinstein scandal was just the beginning of the scandals coming out of Hollywood in terms of sexual misconduct, to say the least. I'm being rather kind by phrasing it that way. So without further ado, let's get started. And I believe you all know what's up first. So it looks like Robert Mueller, and by the way, people tell me it's not pronounced Mueller. I was pronouncing it Mueller for a while because that's how it's fucking spelled, but people are saying, no, it's Mueller, so whatever. I'll say it how you want me to say it. Looks like Robert Mueller did a pretty good investigation because charges were announced against a former Trump campaign official today. So this is Reuters. They say, Manafort indicted on conspiracy money laundering charges. Paul Manafort, a former campaign manager for U.S. President Donald Trump and an associate, were indicted by a federal grand jury on 12 counts, including conspiracy against the United States and money laundering, the Federal Special Counsel Office said on Monday. The charges were the first arising from the investigation by Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was appointed to look into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election campaign aimed at swaying the vote in favor of Trump. Manafort and Rick Gates, a business partner who served as his deputy in the Trump campaign, were charged on Friday in the District of Columbia in an indictment unsealed Monday after the two men surrendered to the FBI, the special counsel said in a statement. The indictment contains 12 counts, conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, unregistered agent of a foreign principal, false and misleading FARA, FARA statements, false statements, and 7 counts of failure to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts, the statement said. FARA is the acronym for the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The indictment said Manafort and Gates generated tens of millions of dollars of income from work for Ukrainian political parties and leaders and laundered money through U.S. and foreign entities to hide payments between 2006 and at least 2016. The two concealed their work and revenue as agents of Ukrainian political parties, it said. So, the first question is, of course, are these charges legit? Is this all part of a witch hunt, or is this serious, above-the-fray, objective work? And, you know, Mueller really was a stickler for details, dotted his I's, crossed his T's and found some real crimes here. The answer is this is 100% legit. Now, some people might wrongly think that, you know, now I'm going back on things that I've said up to this point about the whole Russia investigation, but you would be mistaken. So I'm going to show you here a segment that I did 3 months ago. This is a segment where I said the investigation just got serious, because what happened was Robert Mueller went from investigating for Russian meddling, so the whole collusion argument. They started out looking for that, and then there was a big story 3 months ago where they said, well, actually, no, now what's happening is the investigation is being expanded, and it's being expanded for general corruption and bribery and money laundering and financial crimes. And as you're about to see, what I said at the time is, well, no, now this is not a witch hunt. Now this is very serious, because I have no doubt that Trump administration officials were, of course, engaged in those things. In fact, in my opinion, it had already been proven that they engaged in those things. So all you needed was an independent prosecutor, an independent investigator who gave a fuck to look into it and actually do the work. And then, of course, you could take down some of these guys on charges like that. So this is the segment from 3 months ago. Let's take a look and listen to the specifics of what I said here. Watch.
So the investigation into Trump's connection with Russia just got serious in a way that I didn't expect. The investigation that started out as, oh, we're going to look into the Russia ties between, the campaign and the Kremlin, between Trump and Russia. It started out as that. Now it's branching out. It's not just that anymore. Now it's becoming an investigation on the general corruption and business ties between Trump and basically everybody. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, Paul Manafort and the money laundering between him and Russia or pro-Russia elements in Ukraine, well, now you're having a very serious conversation about things where they probably did it and they're probably massively guilty. So the thing that tipped me off, though, to show me, oh, this is like Mueller's doing a real investigation here, and there could be real things uncovered, and this isn't just hysteria, is they mention how Mueller is using a lot of the information that came from Preet Bharara. Now, Preet Bharara is a U.S. attorney who Trump fired. Why did Trump fire him? Because he was looking into the corrupt connections of Tom Price, who is Donald Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. So you have Tom Price being massively corrupt, $300,000 in held stocks, proposing bills and voting on the bills that affects his pocket and helps those companies. Michael Flynn doing dealings with foreign governments that are illegal and are in conflict with the policy that should be taken, which is best for the American people and for the world. Paul Manafort, we do know, he was actually let go because of his ties to foreign governments. So that was not just hysteria and, you know, the Democrats' smoke and mirrors. That was, no, seriously, we have the records of this guy taking money from, you know, pro-Russian elements in Ukraine and doing favors for them. And potential money laundering. Again, this is all stuff I think Preet Bharara was looking at. I know he was looking into the stuff for Tom Price. He may have been looking into it for other administration officials too. So, and now, when they say to Trump, hey man, look, we're just letting you know that this investigation, it might start out as one thing, but if we need more information and it takes us down a path and we learn other facts, hey, it is what it is, so we might need to look at your business record. And Trump flipped out.
And that indeed is exactly what happened. That's what's happening today. Trump has been on a prolonged Twitter meltdown for the past few days, trying to deflect and obfuscate from the investigation into his buddies. But the reality is, at the end of the day, Robert Mueller looks like he got him. He got Manafort on money laundering. And I would go further. I don't know to what extent they looked into other Trump administration officials, but we already know Manafort was on one level or another guilty, because that's why Trump fired him, because it just became too obvious that this guy was tied to political parties in Ukraine. And yes, the worst assumptions turned out to be true, that he was money laundering for political parties in Ukraine and not registering as a foreign agent. So Trump let him go as a result of that, I'm sure, among other things. But we also know, as a matter of fact, Michael Flynn, too. Michael Flynn was in the Trump administration. He took, I think I referenced this there in that clip, about $500,000 from Turkey. And then lo and behold, Michael Flynn was the one who killed the deal that would have armed the Kurds for the Kurds to take back territory from ISIS. I mean, think about that for a second. The guy, because he was paid by Turkey, and Turkey hates the Kurds, he was paid by Turkey, and then he pushes for a policy that helps Turkey, and that's doing their bidding. Corruption 101, doing the bidding of a foreign government 101. Of course that's a crime. So not only should Manafort be taken down, but also Flynn should be taken down. And again, Tom Price is another great example of somebody who should be taken down. Admittedly, with Tom Price, it's not a foreign government issue, but with Tom Price, it is a corruption that's so brazen that it may even violate our super lax laws on corruption, because he personally invested $300,000 into health companies, and then he proposed bills that bumped up the stocks of those health companies. So this is 100% this stuff is legitimate, and this stuff is should be illegal, and of course they should crack down on it. Now, look, if you want to make the case that, yeah, but it feels like there's a double standard because, you know, like Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, there's just countless crimes, the financial crimes that they were engaged in, and they were never taken down for it. Well, on that point, I agree with you. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is massively corrupt. They probably violated 1,000 laws, and they got away with it because they were more politically connected than people in the Trump campaign were. So I think that's a fair point, you know, and I think you could say, hey, man, whatever you want to look at. Again, David Sirota did a great article where he goes through all the alleged crimes of the Clinton Foundation. There are probably dozens of them that are genuine crimes where they should be, brought to justice. So if you want to say, hey, there's a double standard and I don't like that, fair enough. But the answer is not, hey, well, so therefore look the other way for Manafort's crimes and for Flynn's crimes and for Tom Price's crimes. Fuck no. They were guilty of crimes. They should be brought to justice. And this is an instance of that. But also, don't get it twisted and misstate this. Because remember, the initial thing that hashtag the resistance was so obsessed with was, oh, Russian meddling and collusion. Yeah, that's what's happening, Russian meddling and collusion. Well, that's not what they're being brought down for. This appears to be general, run-of-the-mill financial corruption. Now, in this case, it does involve Ukrainian political parties. And yes, pro-Russian Ukrainian political parties, admittedly. But this is not the worst claim that was made. In fact, Trump just tweeted right before I came on air here, no collusion! Hilarious that he picked that little thing to focus on in the midst of, you know, his former campaign official being brought up on real serious charges. But yeah, no, he's actually right about that part. Russian meddling, collusion, that's not addressed. That's not brought up. So the worst claims are not true in terms of that aspect of this story. But as far as money laundering goes, as far as bribery and financial crimes, yeah, you bet your ass. Guilty. I said it back then 3 months ago. I knew it from the stories that were reported earlier. I'm saying it again today. And I find the charges 100% unobjectionable. And yeah, they deserve what's coming to them. And I wouldn't just do Manafort. I would do a thorough investigation on Flynn, thorough investigation on Tom Price. For fuck's sake, I said it early on that Trump violated the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. You technically could impeach him over that. Now, there's a question as to whether or not you want to, because then you get Pence, who will do everything Trump's doing, except he'll do it with a polite smile on his face, and the media will go to sleep. But, yeah, of course he violated the Emoluments Clause. You know, you want to talk about... It's amazing that they're stuck on the Russia thing, the Democrats, Russia, Russia, Russia. Guys, Donald Trump opened up 12 new businesses in Saudi Arabia when he was on the campaign trail. 12 new businesses. And then, wow, lo and behold, now he's president. He just gave him a $110 billion weapons deal. Why is it not, you know, they say Russian puppet. Why is it not Saudi puppet? Trump does business with 12 different countries. I mean, there's a decent amount of evidence that he's a puppet to all the other countries where he has businesses. And again, I'm not absolving Trump either. If you want to say, hey, probably looks like he has ties to Russian oligarchs and he might be doing money laundering for them as well. Yeah, there looks like there's a decent amount of evidence for that too. But it's not Russian government meddling / collusion. That's not what it is. But look, today, that's a minor point. It's a minor point to bring that up because the main point is, yes, Paul Manafort, I believe, is totally guilty of the charges he was brought up on. It's something we've been saying for a while. It's something that's been like an open secret for a while with all the reporting on this. Next should be Flynn and then Tom Price. Bring them down when they commit actual crimes. That's what I'm in favor of. Okay. Now, we move along. Let's talk about some more corruption. Trump's conflicts of interests. Does that make sense? I don't think that makes sense. Let's try this again here. Trump's conflicts of interest are rearing their ugly head again. A private prison group moved its annual conference to the Trump National Doral Golf Club in Miami this year in an apparent ongoing effort to align more closely with President Trump. The Washington Post reported that GEO Group, a private prison company, has ramped up its political spending, donating millions of dollars over the past 2 years to support Trump, including donating to super PACs and the inaugural committee, making campaign donations and lobbying. GEO Group, which owns and manages about 140 prisons and detention centers, moved its conference to the Trump golf course this year. One of Trump's earliest moves in his presidency was to roll back Obama-era plans to reduce the use of private prisons. Wow. GEO has benefited from this action, scoring the Trump administration's first contract for an immigration detention center, according to the Post. So here's yet another example of open corruption. How can anybody deny that there's going to be favoritism that goes on as a result of this? How can anybody deny that they're buying policies that would help them and help their bottom line? Why else? Why on earth would a private prison company move their conference to a Trump golf course? Obviously, the way this works is,